Hello, everyone, and on today's edition of the Florida Business Forum, we're cross-promoting another podcast, and it's a very good one. It is the Crown Car Care Report. Our host for that program is Todd Harris, and today Todd Harris is in the Florida Business Forum spotlight as he explains why today's modern cars are so quiet. Cars, trucks, planes, trains, and even submarines. Some of the most interesting facts and tidbits from the world of transportation are heard right here on every episode of the Crown Car Care Report. Let's find out what's happening today with the host of your program, Todd Harris.
Why are cars so quiet today on the inside? Hi, this is Todd Harris. I'm the owner of Crown Car Care. Two locations, one in Palm City and one in Stuart, Florida. And today we're going to talk on this podcast about why are newer cars so quiet on the inside. Right now, I am with my wife in a 2020 GT350 Shelby, which is a Ford Mustang high-performance vehicle with 650 horsepower. And when you're on the inside of this car, you would not think that you're in a race car, and the question is why? Well, I can tell you. One of the big reasons has to do with the aerodynamics and the glass of the vehicle. Newer cars, due to computer technology and manufacturing processes, allow the car manufacturers to make glass that's airtight, aerodynamic, and noise resistant to outside noises as well as noises inside and outside the vehicle. And because of that, I'm going to allow you to hear for a few minutes inside this vehicle why it's so quiet. Right now I'm on the interstate driving at 60 miles an hour, and I can hear a pin drop inside this car. It's quiet. You can remember, old cars didn't used to be that way. You would hear the exhaust. You would hear the engine. You would hear road noise. And adding all those combinations of noises up, it would be noisy on the inside. This car is just quiet. And you probably just heard me say one of the reasons that adds to it is the motor. This motor in this Shelby GT350 is a dual overhead cam, variable cam timing engine that is precision made. It puts out lots of horsepower, but it's quiet. It's smooth. You would never know that this car is a race car. And because of that, the side effect is it's quiet on the inside. Another reason why cars are so quiet on the inside is the exhaust. Many years ago, when an exhaust system was put on a vehicle, the manufacturers, all they did is bend piping, put a muffler on it, and out the exhaust went to the tailpipe. Today, it's a lot different. They use computer design. And with that computer design, they can look at sound and resonance. And what they do is they make it so there's no residual sound waves that emanate or resonate outside the exhaust. And because of that, it's just quiet. It doesn't restrict performance. In fact, it enhances it. And right now, I am doing, let's get up to 75 miles an hour so everyone can hear it. Okay, so we're doing 75, and it's pretty much quiet in this car. All you hear is a little bit of tire noise. Other than that, though, you don't hear any wind noise going around the windshield. You don't hear any air leaking on the inside, and you certainly don't hear the engine at all. And that adds to the experience. And one of the things everybody notices when they get into older vehicles and drive them is how noisy they are. And not many people speak about this, and I figured it'd be a great example of how modern technology, one of the side effects of modern technology is the quietness inside the vehicle. When you play your radio, you can actually listen to the radio and not hear all the noises around you. Now remember though, some people like a noisy engine. I happen to be one of the people that doesn't. I like a performance car that's quiet. It's just magical. You can hear yourself think. You can talk to your passenger. In fact, I have a passenger in the car right now. Hi, Tamara.
Hello.
This is my wife, and she's in the car holding the tape recorder for me while we record this. And it's just something many people just don't think about. Another reason why cars are so quiet is the manufacturer's Ford. This is a Ford car. Is the sound deadening. Sound deadening is a thicker type matte substance that's applied to inside the door panels, it's applied to the floor panels, it's applied under the hood, it's applied in the trunk, and what it does is it absorbs sound. Cars from the 60s, 70s, and 80s didn't have that. In fact, even into the 90s, cars didn't really have this type of application of sound deadening. Like I said, the fit and finish.
Well, we're all on our phones now all the time in our cars, so it helps.
Yeah, and it helps. Like if you're on your phone in your car, it sure helps that you're quiet. Now, right now, I'm doing 80 miles an hour on, actually, it's I-95 in Martin County, Florida, and you just, it's quiet. All you can hear is a little bit of tire noise. That's
especially
it.
Especially compared to your diesel truck.
Yeah, a diesel
can't
truck.
You can't hear anything you when we're in that car.
Yeah. So, and the steering, you turn the wheel, there's no power steering noise, there's no engine noise when I give it gas. Like right now, I'm giving it gas. See if you can hear it. And you really just don't hear anything. I'm going to downshift now and see if you can hear a change in noise. Okay, so that I really gave it gas and you could hear the engine. But it's a pleasurable, desirable sound. It's not obnoxious. It's not obtrusive to the passengers. It actually puts a smile on your face when you give it gas. Because remember, there's 650 horsepower on this car. So this car is a true race car and it's quiet. I hope all this helped everybody understand why modern cars are quiet. So let's, in summary, it's the glass, the aerodynamics of the car, the exhaust system, the advances in engine technology, the body fit and finish, as well as the sound deadening devices that are added throughout the car that really give you the summation of a quiet car. Hope everybody has a great day. Thanks for listening. Bye.
The Crown Car Care Report, brought to you by Crown Car Care, and your host who knows the most about cars, Todd Harris. Thanks for listening. Todd, thank you for sharing that information with us, and we invite you to listen in for our next episode of the Florida Business Forum podcast.